Valley in New York State. I've been your guide this day. My name is Paul DiRienzo. Stay tuned for Echo Logic.
Pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on following
see a windmill go, feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic for September 2nd, 2022.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
We traveled to Liberty State Park along the Hudson River in Jersey City to see it for ourselves. And were we impressed? Sam Payson, who took us on a comprehensive walking, driving tour, is with us, so let us hear and know about the efforts to protect this treasured New Jersey State Park.
Hi, Sam.
Sam, please speak up a little louder. We're having problems hearing you.
I'm speaking louder now. Can you hear me? I'm speaking through my phone. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Audio. Okay, that's better. Okie doke. Hello again. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Please speak, you can.
Okay.
There's a lot of noise on the Clean Feeds channel. It's not so clean, so I must sort of reduce your volume from the hosts to allow the guests to speak. So they're going to ask their question, then I'll reduce the volume and you can speak. So go ahead and you can answer their question.
Okay. I hope I can hear their questions.
Yes, we'll begin. We'll begin with the question.
Go ahead, Sam.
So tell us about yourself and the organization and what you're doing.
I'm president of the Friends of Liberty State Park, and I had taught preschool for 40 years and taught children about the values of fairness and kindness and cooperation, and I see firsthand now that that's not the way the world is. Actually, we knew that for many years, going back to Vietnam War when I went to college, and I am fighting with many, many people, organizations, and individuals around New Jersey to protect Liberty State Park from privatization and commercialization. And my father is known as the father of Liberty State Park, Morris Pessin.
Tell us about the park. What's so great about it?
Well, Liberty State Park is sacred public land because it is very scarce, green and green, urban open space and urban nature, as Central Park is. And Central Park, Liberty Park, are in crowded concrete areas, and the parks are our urban backyard. And we need parks for our quality of life, for our spiritual well-being. And the history of Liberty State Park, in a nutshell, is that the people have needed to put democracy into action time and time again for 46 years to fight for a free park behind the Statue of Liberty. This is a battle saga, and we'll get into it, but we tried to pass a law to protect the park. It was killed by a billionaire and his surrogates, and now we have two battles ahead of us. But the uplifting aspect of park history is that people power, grassroots power, has always made a tremendous difference in defeating terrible plans, but we have always needed to fight profiteers. So Liberty Park is really an international symbol of the people fighting for the public good against the subversion of democracy by the collusion of wealthy people and their unethical lobbyists and politicians.
It seems to be happening everywhere, all over the United States. Wealthy people looking at parks and going, ooh, I want that. And, you know, without thinking about what's the park for in the first place, who uses the park, that's what they care about. They care about public space that they can somehow get for free. And they often succeed.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why people must fight hard and persevere. The private interests would love for people to get worn down and give up, but we never will, because we're fighting for precious, priceless public land that is owned by and deserved by future generations.
I know that you fought off a big marina project a while back. What's the current threat?
Well, there have been really a series of battles since the park opened in 1976. Within a year, the governor wanted to turn the park into an amusement theme park. And then there were plans for condos and hotels, commercial water parks. And then Governor Christie wanted to privatize most of the park because he thought that parks should pay for themselves. Just in such an ignorant idea. Parks serve the public good and need to be funded by taxpayer money. And people in New Jersey, around the country, have supported parks because we know they're essential for our lives. So you mentioned the marina battle. There's already a luxury marina at the north side of the park, and the same company wanted to have 300 yachts and mega yachts at the south side, the peaceful, family, non-commercial side of the park. This was a few years ago, and it would have blocked views toward the river. It would have taken away one of the two free parking lots on that side of the park, and that did lead to a massive outpouring of opposition, and Mayor Fulop did facilitate a lawsuit, and the judge said, okay, I'll hear the case. And it happens to have been on the day that Christie was leaving office. Now, it did take months for Governor Murphy to kill that plan, and he also very weakly killed the golf course privatization plan. So the current battle, I mean, I'll try to be concise because I can talk a long time about what's going on. The recent history is that after all these years of battles, the Friends of Liberty Park and the Baykeeper, we work with Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee and others to put forth a law, a bill in Trenton, the Liberty State Park Protection Act, and it was reflecting the consensus, the broad public consensus of tens of thousands of people over the years, and the bill, the law would have stopped exclusionary privatization plans, which people have opposed no matter what money was promised. And the bill started to sail along, and then the owner of the adjacent golf course, billionaire Paul Fireman, revived his plan to destroy and privatize this Caven Point Natural Area Peninsula, a nature sanctuary on the Atlantic Flyway, because he wanted to relocate a few golf holes for his multimillionaire members. And so Paul Fireman, with his lobbyists and the people he bought off and having a phony group, and I know that also happens around the state, around the country and world, where someone of private interest puts forth a phony group pretending that they really represent the community, but they don't. But with their pushing lies, pushing smear attacks, and their contributions to politicians, they did, after 3.5 years, they killed the Protection Act. And the Protection Act had 111 groups in the coalition, mostly environmental groups, but also New Jersey Citizen Action and also the CWA Union of New Jersey. And this was the voice of the people, the will of the people, over decades, that was thrown into the gutter by the billionaire and his lobbyists. So in this past June, a law written by the lobbyist of the billionaire passed in Trenton with zero protection for the park, so continuing to have a door open, the billionaire to destroy the nature sanctuary and to open the door for his other plans that they showed of, in the interior of the park, 235 acres, instead of it being 180 acres of diverse nature habitats, one of the largest urban nature areas in the world with paths and trails, and 50 acres of active recreation. Instead of that, the billionaire's new plans would create commercial venues, admission fee commercial venues, 7,000 seat commercial country venue, 5,000 seat stadium, 2,500 seat stadium. So there are two battles now, because the senator did introduce, Senator Stack introduced a bill just to protect Caven Point, not the whole park, but at least it would be a major step forward to protect Caven Point from
Sam, we're starting to run out of time, so let me interrupt you here. At one point, there was a gigantic train depot in that area where Liberty State Park is now. So a lot of stuff was just sort of dumped on what is now the park before it was a park. So I know there's a suggestion on how to remediate that land. It's not toxic waste, at least, and make it a natural area with fresh water and ballparks and, you know, basketball courts. Could you tell us a little bit about what they intend to do to make the park even better than it is?
Sure. Well, we need to get the Caven Point Protection Bill passed, and then there's a rubber stamp committee that the billionaires law set up that we'll have to be vigilant about and oppose their plans, because the Department of Environmental Protection's plans are to do the remediation by 1 foot of clean fill and then create these nature habitats and the 50 acres of ball fields in the interior. And that the remediation and the habitats are funded by $70 million of Exxon pollution money, and now there's $50 million that should have been in the Protection Act, but with that money, there will be further free active recreation and a shuttle bus and other things that the park needs. So the park, like Central Park, is so important for our mental health, emotional health, spiritual well-being, physical health. The park, like any urban park, must be protected, and we will have continuing involvement by the people.
How are the people to get involved? What can people do?
Well, right now I urge people to go to the Friends of the Liberty State Park website and to follow us on social media. We're having a walk on October 1st to Caven Point to support the Caven Point Protection Bill. And we'll be asking people to call the governor and to call the assembly speaker to urge them to support the Chavin Point protection bill. And Chavin Point is a migratory bird habitat and nesting area. Hundreds of students go there, and it's a peaceful urban sanctuary.
What's special about October 1st?
It's the first day of the season after the nesting and breeding season for birds. So it's open from October 1st to March 1st, Chavin Point, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So on that opening day, we're going to have a walk for people of all ages to urge the legislature to pass the Chavin Point Protection Bill, which is, the number is S-2956, and people power will continue to be essential.
Repeat that bill number again.
The bill number is 2956 in the Senate, Senate Bill 2956, and we thank Senator Stack for proposing it. We thank Raj Mukherjee, the assemblyman who's a champion of the park, and the Friends co-leader in all battles for 30 years, the New York, New Jersey Baykeeper. And so many coalition groups and the media. God bless the media, WBAI, the New Jersey media, New York Times, everyone who's covered this, and all the editorials that have been written to protect Liberty Park for future generations.
Okay, and what is your website?
It's our initials of Friends of Liberty State Park. So it's F as in Frank. It's folsp.org. folsp.org. By next week, we'll have a flyer up for October 1st walk.
You had a petition last year when the other bill was up. You got something like 30,000 signatures on that?
Yes, 33,000 petition signatures, and they were totally ignored when the billionaire's law was passed in June. But we can continue to refer to that petition because it was for the Protection Act, but also emphasizing the importance of this priceless, irreplaceable Chavin Point natural area.
You know, when we were doing our walkthrough, Sam, it was very obvious from all of the staff in Liberty State Park how revered you were and how everybody looked up to you with everything that you're doing to save the park and essentially saving their jobs, or saving what they think is beautiful about the park. And what we're seeing all the time is the developers trying to get their way and take things away from nature, from the common people being able to enjoy the park. But this particular assault on Chavin's Point of destroying the nesting and migratory bird sanctuary, that's got to be pretty low.
Well, I should mention that people, they just didn't know Sam, right, or love him. But we're talking about the maintenance staff, the gardeners, the person who sells ice cream, the people who worked in the museum, in the train station. And it's a historic train station, not a working train station. Sam knew everybody. The person from the utility who was working there knew Sam. You really have your hand on the pulse of everybody who uses that park.
Thank you, but of course, as we all would say, who care about the world, it's not about us, it's about the cause. And it's so important to protect Liberty Park. People who try to do in Liberty Park, if they tried it in Central Park, they'd be laughed out of Manhattan, kicked out of New York City. But Liberty Park's been on the chopping block for decades because of the corruption, legal or illegal corruption, and the buying off of people and the lies and all the tactics, the kind of things that the tobacco industry and the oil and gas industry use to kill laws. And so we will keep fighting, and this is all about protecting this special open space that we really need for our heart and soul. And thank you for all that you do at this station to inform people.
In a final minute, Sam, tell us what we can do. That's one thing we always want to empower our audience.
Sure. Well, I think checking our social media and our website, we will have a flyer up for the October 1st walk and to Cavan Point, and we will be urging people to call the governor in the early fall and to call the assembly speaker to move this bill forward. So it'll be a major step to protect Cavan Point, but then we'll need to be ready for the new big battle in the interior, where they want to kill the nature habitats and put commercial venues. So the saga continues for Liberty Park, and thank you.
Okay. I recommend everybody get yourselves over to Liberty State Park. The first time I got there was by kayak, so it was fun getting there by land. But as usual, the time flies by and we need to wrap it up. But thanks for joining us, everybody. For more information, go to our site, www.ecoradio.org. And join us next Friday, September 9th, from 2 to 3 p.m. for a special preview of International Peace Day in Times Square. Again, that's at 2 o'clock.
Our website has information on a variety of environmental topics, such as Judy Gorman's video of our intro medley's first song, and Internet star Bo's video about expected water wars. To listen to this show or any of our past shows again, it's all at www.ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org.
Also, for more details and advance notice of upcoming shows, those of you online, please go to www.ecoradio.org and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our Facebook page. Enter eco-logic.
Mainstream media usually supports development, but not this time. Amazingly, the New York Times, Jersey Journal, and Star Ledger all have supported protecting Cavan Point for migrating and nesting birds. We fight privatization and support protecting wildlife always. WBAI doesn't accept ads or donations from self-serving billionaire oligarchs, which is part of the reason that you hear us asking for your support so often. We need you for Ecologic and WBAI to exist.
Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you important news, information, and entertainment. Radio might seem free, but there are costs. Like everyone, the station has rent to pay. As an employer, we have a shoestring payroll and a call center. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
Most of our premiums can be found only on their own webpage, ecologic.wbai.org. To choose from our wide variety of premiums on topics from bees and pesticides with Reverend Billy and Mercy Van Black to fracking, go to ecologic.wbai.org. Leave out the www. And donate in the name of your favorite program, Ecologic. To become a member or contribute monthly as a BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We'd love to see those BAI buddy pledges.
We work hard every week to bring you new information and guests who are on the front lines of many environmental issues. Most of the WBAI staff, including us, are volunteers. Pledging now during this show really helps Ecologic especially.
Thanks to today's engineer, Paul DiCrienzo.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us next Friday, September 9th at 2 p.m. for International Peace Day.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
So expensive energy. So
this is Julian Joiello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy System. If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted free speech radio. Go to the website, WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
This is Julian Assange. You're listening to WBAI New York. Stay strong and keep listening.
Thanks to you.
Thank you for thinking of me. And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Let me say thank you to all you people out there.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
$10 a month. It's the price of a gigabyte of data for that iPad you never use. It's two overpriced coffees you ordered when you forgot to look at the menu. It's your overzealous attempts to meet the credit card minimum at the bodega on the corner. But $10 a month could be a lot more. Become a BAI buddy and commit to a recurring monthly donation to WBAI. This money will help us continue to broadcast the thoughts and perspectives of the progressive public. A BAI buddy is also not without perks. Your monthly contribution will earn you a WBAI tote bag and a member card offering Zipcar sales, discounted meals at select restaurants, and a handful of other benefits. You will also become a full voting member of WBAI, and our diverse programming will reflect your voice. Go to givetowbai.org and become a BAI buddy to support Free Speech Radio today.
And it's coming up to 3 p.m., and we're going to have a Gary Noel Red and Green Stuff and Your Happiness special. So stay tuned to WBAI New York, the world's greatest radio station. I've been your guide this afternoon and will continue to early this evening. My name is Paul DiRienzo. By the way, if you love the WBAI news, you can still hear it at pauldirienzo.com. pauldirienzo.com for the WBAI news. We call it now the news with Paul Dirienzo, but that's what the situation is. In the meantime, here we go with Gary Noll.